we're now going to have some unusual good news stories and a warning. Last week, the Evening News published a story about a mysterious love letter. We'll tell you more and what happened next. A cat that had been missing in Norwich for 3 years was found just 2 miles down the road. Teemu Pukki, the Finnish international who's been starring in the very successful Norwich City's team, has been named as Championship Player of the Month for February. The world's first purely electric hypercar, made by Lotus, just south of Norwich, is set to tour the Middle East. Archant, publishers of the Evening News, have launched a new podcast. Norfolk Trading Standards have warned that there's a new scam with automated calls asking about national insurance numbers. First, let's hear from Jane about the mystery letter.
A Norwich woman is keen to track down the person who sent a love letter to someone who lived in the city almost 3 decades ago. The woman who lives in the Golden Triangle area, but who did not want to be named, stumbled upon the note while clearing out her loft on Saturday. She has no idea who penned the letter and is keen to return it to the sender in case it has emotional significance for them. She said, "It was really strange, not something I was expecting to find while clearing out the loft. The names mentioned don't mean anything to me. I have no idea where it's from or how it got into my home." Handwritten over 4 sides of blue A5 paper, the note was sent by someone living at the University of Essex's Colchester campus on February the 2nd, 1993. It was found enclosed in a blue envelope, sent using a first-class stamp costing 24 pence, which also contained a small wallet-sized photograph of a woman who's believed to be the sender. She signed her name only as Debs at the end of the letter, which was addressed to a man named Richard Kiddle, affectionately referred to as Roo in the note, and he lived at Elizabeth Avenue in Thorpe St Andrew. In the emotional letter, Debs writes, "I'm so lucky to have you because you're everything I want, and I know that if we ever split up, I could never replace you and would have to opt for a second-rate model." She signs off, "Take care, my love. Missing you and loving you. Debs. Kiss, kiss." The woman who found the letter said she would love to be able to return it to the sender. She said, "Obviously, a lot can happen in nearly 30 years. I don't know if these people are still in love or if life just got in the way. But either way, it could be a significant... But either way, it could be significant for them. If it were me, I'd want to have it back."
The identity of the woman whose 1993 love letter was discovered this week in a Norwich loft has been revealed. On Tuesday, we revealed a letter sent by a University of Essex student in February 1993 had been found in a home in the city's Golden Triangle. The woman who discovered it wanted to find Debs and return the letter to her in case it held sentimental value for her. And after we publicised the letter, Deborah Richards came forward after being alerted to the article by her sister. Mrs. Richards, 49, said, "I lived in Norfolk from the age of 11 until I was 27 and wrote this letter when I was aged just 20 to my then boyfriend, Richard Kiddell. Richard and I had been dating for about 9 months when this was sent, when we were in the throes of young love and following my heading off to university while he stayed in Norwich. The letter was sent to an address in Thorpe St Andrew, as Mr Kiddell was living there with his grandmother at the time for work reasons. But their family home had been at the other side of the city, the same house where it was discovered almost 3 decades later. The pair are no longer together, probably because we were both too young to settle down. Mrs. Richards moved to London to follow her career and now lives in Royal Tunbridge Wells in Kent, where she's managing partner of an estate agent. But the story still has a happy ending. She's married to James, the absolute love of my life, with whom I have 3 gorgeous children. And Mr. Kiddell's brother contacted this newspaper to say he's now also married with children of his own. Mrs. Richards said, I did hear a few years ago that he too was happily married and had children of his own, which I was so thrilled to hear. He was a truly great guy. The letter will now be returned to her, as she and her family are keen to read what it contains. I showed my family, and they all commented... I'll start after contains. I showed my family, and they all commented on how my writing hadn't changed, but how... Oh, I mean... after contains. I showed my family, and they all commented on how my writing hadn't changed, but how my hair had, she said.
A cat owner was left shaking and sobbing tears of joy after her missing cat was found 3.5 years later, only 2 miles down the road from where he was last seen. Spud, a black and white cat, went missing from his home in Wilderness Road in Queens Hill on August 27, 2017, and despite extensive searches, has never been spotted. On Sunday, Alison and Darren Taylor, who've since moved to Spain, received an email while they were watching TV saying Spud had wandered into a trap set for another cat and was in good health. The Taylors had always held out hope that Spud would be found and had been sad to move away without him 3 years ago. Mrs. Taylor was contacted by the team at Companion Care on Norfolk Retail Park, less than 2 miles from their former address, due to his microchip. The pet owner said, "He'll be 5 in May and he'll be back in time for my 50th birthday, and I cannot have asked for a better birthday present." Their friend, Celine Sanders, picked Spud up before the vets closed the same day, calling the couple on FaceTime for an emotional online reunion. Mrs. Taylor said, "If only he could talk and tell us what has happened to him in 3.5 years, we'll just never know. He's always been less than 2 miles away and nobody had seen him."
Teemu Pukki has been named as the Championship Player of the Month for February. The Finnish international netted 7 goals in as many matches as he recaptured his goal-scoring form to help City stabilise after a minor blip before streaking clear of the competition. City's striker ended the month sitting on 18 goals after a period of only scoring once in 9 matches. Pukki has now entered Canaries folklore, moving 14th on the list of all-time goal scorers for the club. Reflecting on an extremely positive month for his star striker, City boss Daniel Farker described his pride at seeing the Finnish international awarded the accolade, recognising a fine month's work for Pukki. "It was a good month for us and a good month for Teemu. We're pleased for him because his performances have been outstanding of late and this award is well deserved." The Finn is closing in on another successful championship season with the Canaries, and his focus remains on the task at hand rather than any personal accolades that come his way. Reflecting on being handed the award, City's top goalscorer said, "It was a great month. There were a lot of Norwich City players who could have won this prize, but I was really happy on a personal level with how I performed. Ultimately, it's about the collective. It's nice to win an individual award, but there's only one prize I'm focused on this season, and that's the Premier League. It's a nice moment, but in the end, it won't mean anything if we don't complete our objective of getting promoted."
The world's first purely electric hypercar made by Lotus in Norfolk is set to tour the Middle East. The Lotus Evija, which costs an eye-watering £1.7 million, is to be exhibited in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Bahrain over the course of March. Built at the company's HQ in Hethel near Wyndham, the all-electric monster can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in under 3 seconds and is said to reach a top speed of more than 200 miles an hour. The Evija previously visited the Middle East in 2019 as part of a world tour that included North America, Japan and China. Opportunities to see the Avia curtailed in 2020 amid the coronavirus pandemic, but it's set to star as a centrepiece at the opening of the carmaker's new shoot. But it's set to star as a centrepiece at the opening of the carmaker's new showroom in Dubai. The two-door, of which just 130 have been made, will also be shown at the Lotus showroom in Abu Dhabi and the new facility in Bahrain. Hypercars are defined in the motoring world as top-tier supercars, which push the boundaries of speed, performance and price.
Archant, publishers of your favourite newspapers and websites, including this very one, today launches a brand new news, politics and current affairs podcast, The New Normal. Each week, your hosts, Richard Porritt, Cash Boyle and Matt Withers, will be bringing you the week's news, politics, gags, gaffes and guests. In this week's very first edition, they discuss Rishi Sunak's budget, Harry and Meghan and the return of youth channel BBC Three. James Fletcher, director of the new Donald Trump documentary, The Accidental President, tells the team exactly how the reality star made it to the Oval Office, while Nicholas Schreiner from the University of Basel joins them to talk about his research on how elections really do make people miserable. The New Normal is available by heading to www.podfollow.com/thenewnormal or by searching for The New Normal in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
A warning has been issued over scam automated phone calls about national insurance numbers. Officers at Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department said there have been recent reports of calls that say that people's national insurance numbers have been breached in security risks, used in criminal activities, used fraudulently, or have been compromised or are about to be cancelled. Watchdogs said some calls claim to be from the National Crime Agency, while others are saying they're law enforcement officers. The calls ask people to press 1 to stop suspension, cancellation, or warrants for arrest being issued. But a spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said these calls are a scam and the claims made are not genuine. They urge people not to press 1, but to report calls to HM Revenue and Customs by emailing phishing@hmrc.gov.uk, giving details of the date and time, the phone number used, and the content of the call.